Welcome to the Kickstart Your Book Sales Podcast with USA Today bestselling authors Russell Nolte and Monica Leonel, where you'll learn how to supercharge your book sales, go aggressively wide, and take your author career to the next level.
All right, so this Facebook user says, would you recommend splitting a Kickstarter for the audiobooks from a Kickstarter for the ebooks and hardcovers? It's a trilogy.
You want to take this or should I?
Oh, I'm assuming that I am the moderator.
No, you want to do ebook hardcover and audiobook in the same campaign. And here we go again, doing a screen share. So I'll just screen share this over here and I'll go to this campaign. Nice thing about having like so many campaigns is just you have access to all of your previous things that you can look at. So I did this. This is what I recommend. This is a great graphic from, I think, Cover Vault, but it was for an exclusive hardcover and audio drama. So I had I put the script for the audio drama in with it, but we did something exclusive and we sold it at a premium. But this is the thing, one book at a time if you're doing audiobooks. One single book if you're doing this strategy. Do not do a trilogy.
Yeah, unless you're Mallory Cooper, who did like 7 audiobooks at once. So our friends Mallory and Jill, they did 7 books at once, and it was like right as the pandemic was starting, I think.
Yeah.
And they raised $10,000, but they have a very big audience, so
they would raise so much more.
I know
they much more.
Yeah. We've talked to them, and we're like, I mean, so first of all, we think they did amazing. But secondly, you know, if the pandemic had not happened, and then also, if they had done like some optimizations, and they're in the program as well. So if you join the program, you know, they may be, I don't know if they'll post their stuff, but anyway, so we've talked to them and we're like, we think we can help you optimize some of this stuff for your next campaign, because, you know, I think the pandemic hit the campaign and a couple other things, but yeah, we think they could have done a lot more to have funded. This is a $10,000 campaign. So I want to be clear, they did an incredible job. $10,000 is like, it's a lot of money on a campaign. So
yeah. So, and I'll tell you that when I do audiobooks, assuming I do audiobooks for the Gods vs. Chronicles at some point, I'm going to do them one at a time for sure. Because like, if I get $10,000 for one of them, I'll just be like, okay, cool. I'll put 2 and 3 in production right now.
Yeah.
But like there's no reason for me to go hard. And also if I want to do 2 or 3 or 4 campaigns a year, I'm just like, cool. For the next 7 years, I'm doing a 10 years, I'm doing a Gods vs. Chronicles campaign. And maybe I'll do it for 2 or 3 at a time if I like have it. But for the first one, split it up, but split up the trilogy. So you're doing audiobook, ebook, hardcover.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you so much for hanging out with Monica and Russell on the Kickstart Your Book Sales podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to visit kickstartyourbooksales.com/free to download our best resources to help supercharge your author career and take it to the next level starting today.